Hey, Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Well, we appreciate your time, as always. On a Tuesday, which gets us ready for Wednesday night's meeting, 6:30 in council chambers. And you should have a very busy agenda, it looks like, this week.
Yes, I think we will. Tomorrow night, 6:30, council chambers. Wednesday, we will pick up the resolutions for the city's proposed annexations. So we have some new information, and that's what the council will be tasked with doing. We do have one resolution that deals with an interlocal cooperation between the city and county regarding building code authority, and that's a long-standing agreement between the city and the county, and it's being updated. So basically what happens is properties that are being built within the city are supervised by the county building inspection department. So, and we're just reestablishing that relationship.
So that's nothing new, so to speak. It's just
no. We've been doing it for many years, and it's,
there you go.
You know,
But we do have something new that's on the books. Marty Hawk brought it to our attention yesterday morning that one of the areas in the ongoing annexation discussions has now been split into three parts. Area one is now A, B, and C.
That is correct.
Yeah, and I'm stuck here because I know this isn't the council's purview. You've been asked to rule on this. You haven't put this together. How does this happen? Why would this happen after 6 days of meetings? Why are we changing horses in the middle of the stream, so to speak?
Well, you put your finger right on it. This is the way I understand it. Some time ago, many years ago, the city annexed Leonard Spring Road, but when they annexed, all they annexed was the road. They did not annex any property on either side of the road. That is no longer possible by state statute to do that. It's referred to in the memo that we have is called the spider annexation.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it does. I'm not sure why that was done. Maybe it was done for utility work. I'm speculating. I have no idea why it would have occurred, but it did occur. And state statute does not allow you to use that spider annexation for contiguity purposes. So therefore, to annex something, it has to be contiguous to something within the city. So therefore, they have divided it into area 1A, 1B, 1C, and so they can achieve that contiguity. That's the way I understand it.
So why it didn't start that way is because somebody overlooked the details?
Well, also the way I understand it is that part of the annexation process is that you have to verify your areas by use of a surveyor, and that part of the process is what revealed that. And that part of the process, I have to assume, is not necessary at the beginning of the process. So, you know, I think we have to look at this annexation as a fluid process. We're currently looking at annexation fiscal plan, what they're calling 3.0. So they've been updated yet again from one, you know, from the original ones we had. The updated that was one. They updated it to two, and now we're up to three. So that's what we are looking at tomorrow night when
fluid's another way of saying we can just add to it whenever we want to and call it fluid. And I think that's the argument some people are making. It's we're hurrying up and doing this, and then we're just kind of putting all the pieces back together when they come around. So it's interesting. I'll give you that. And I know this isn't your angle, but when you say it's a fluid situation, that really tells me you can just do it basically anything you need to do whenever you need to do it. And I don't know if that's the proper way of going about bringing in this many people into the city and bringing in this much revenue and everything else. And that's my opinion, and I'll leave it at that. We're not here to argue with you about it.
I'll accept that.
Tim, does this mean that, take the 1A, 2A, 3A, that part of it or all of it could be separated? In other words, we could take 1A into the city but not 2A?
Well, yes, because I think your question is correct in that we now have fiscal plans for 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Okay.
So, and I explored this a little bit with council attorney, that if the council in its wisdom decides not to accept a resolution, whether it be for area 1A, 1B, 1C, area 2, et cetera, does that take that annex, that parcel or that area off the table? And it appears that it would do that, because it would not be the support to carry it forward. So we're actually doing two things tomorrow night. One is we're being asked to accept the fiscal plans, which are the resolutions, and then we are being asked to enter into the record by first reading the ordinances that bring forward the parcels or the areas for annexation.
Let me take you back to Mike's question then.
Okay.
Is if you make this kind of official tomorrow, does that mean that there can't be further modifications?
If it's fluid?
No, the way I understand it, they can still be looking at information that's pertinent to the annexation.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And that's what corporate counsel is telling us in their memo to us from the city legal department.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The city council parliamentarian checks in with us. So tell me how Wednesday's meeting is going to go.
Well, I think it'll be pretty straightforward. Because it is a special session, the only work we will have before we get into the actual heart of the meeting will be appointments to boards and commission, if there are any. Once we're at that point, once we're past that point, then we introduce the resolutions. We'll start off with the first resolution, which is the interlocal agreement between the city and the county on the building code authority. But then we'll go forward from there, and that should not take very long at all. And then we'll go forward and start with Resolution 17-16, which is the Southwest Area A, and work our way down through. So, we would have had seven resolutions. Now we have nine resolutions. So
adding the extra two.
That's correct.
From Area that 1
is,
there.
That is correct. So we will go through those resolutions one by one. And once we finish with that, then we will read into the record legislation for first reading. And those are the ordinances that actually say that, the city is ready to start the process for adoption and annexation of those areas.
Tim, so, is there any...
There won't be discussion on that, because that is forwarded then to the May 31st meeting.
Okay.
That is being held at South High School. So that will be the public hearing for the ordinances.
Is there any possibility that the council tomorrow night could say, we want to eliminate this parcel from the annexation process?
Well, as I said earlier, I think if there's insufficient support for the resolution for area X,
mm-hmm.
let's say, then I think that basically puts it on hold. So because you're not accepting that fiscal plan for that given area of that's intended for annexation, or it's being proposed for annexation.
So tomorrow night is the determiner of what goes forward.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's wiggle room in there or not, and that's the outstanding question in my mind. If there are five votes against accepting the fiscal plan for a given area, does that terminate it forever? I don't know. Well, for this round, let's put it that way. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Because, as I say, there could be some wiggle room in there for the administration. I'm not sure.
So we wait and we see. And since it is a special session, will people be? This was just you guys are just doing work, right?
Well, I do anticipate we'll have a lot of people come out, and yes, the public will have ample opportunity to speak before the council, and they will probably be able to speak in general. so they might speak out against annexation at the very beginning, or they may want to hold their comments to the particular area in which they live. I mean, I've had conversations with constituents or I shouldn't say constituents because they're not.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that's
not at this point in time, but I've had conversations with people who live in the areas that are intended or up for annexation. And they have their concerns and they're expressing them. I mean, we, the city, just did finish 6 days of public input, and according to what I've learned from staff. The meetings were well attended, and people had many questions, and I'm not sure if they changed anybody's mind, but people were open to discussion. So the administration felt that the outreach was good. So,
Tim, the proposed or threatened legal action by residents of some of these areas won't have any bearing whatsoever on how you vote, will it?
Well, that's a good question, because there is a fiscal impact to the remonstration. So, I mean, if it's successful, then I think the city has to pick up the bill for fees that were, encumbered by the people who remonstrated. So, there's a lot to think about.
Right.
So, yeah. But, tomorrow night we adopt the fiscal, assuming we do, we adopt fiscal plans and introduce the ordinances. Then we move on to May 31st, which is the public hearing. And once we get past tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I believe it's Friday is when the actual notices will be distributed out to the public in the areas that are up for annexation. And then we move to May 31st for the public hearings, which will be at South High School. And then from there we jump to June 30th, which would be the proposed date for adopting the annexation ordinances. And then on July 7th, they provide notice of adoption starting the remonstration process. And then once all that is taken care of and once everything is settled, January 1, 2020 is when the serving is the effective date for all the areas that are actually officially annexed. So,
Tim, another question I would have is, you talked about the fluidity of what's going on. Is there any precedent, and I realize this is annexation, which puts it in a special class, but is there any precedent in city council business for this kind of thing to happen?
In what way?
Well, you get one thing comes before you, but before you take final action on it, there are subtle changes being made.
Well, yes and no. I think one model I would look at is the planned urban development process.
Okay.
And that is, wherein a project comes forward through the city planning department or planning commission to the city council. The council still has a lot of discretion in terms of what is actually accepted between the developer and actually at that point the city council. So that is a fairly fluid situation. City budget is fluid in terms of we have the presentations, and then there's a period of time when the administration goes back and listens to what council's concerns were during the budget process. So yes. To some extent, yes. Maybe not in this manner, because this is like, we started off at one point with one piece of information, and now they keep adding information to it. Most of it has to do with the fiscal impacts, which are a little hard to understand. I mean, I feel like I have to go back to school and become a CPA or something.
Good. I like that. Education's continuing.
But I'm not planning on that.
Well, I'll ask a question everybody wants to know the answer to. If the council votes against this, what is the next step in the process?
Well, I think...
they'll retool it, come back with it? How does that work?
Well, I think that's a long-range question, because we know the state legislature is working on They've been working on annexation rules and regs for quite some time, and so assuming that this were, let's make the assumption that this doesn't go through in its entirety. How does the state legislature react, and what impediments do they put in place for municipalities like the city of Bloomington to annex areas that are around it? So it's an open-ended question in my mind.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be some heavy lifting tomorrow night. The sleeping bag.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a long meeting. The council is always receptive to public comment, and as I say, well, there will be a structure in place for people to make meaningful comment to the council, and the council listens. I've been doing this for a while, and people are thoughtful. So,
it's their property, their lives, their everything else, and.
That's
again,
true.
Without representation, they have to represent themselves, and they should be listened to, and they should be given some time, and we appreciate you guys doing that.
That is true. So.
All right, we'll let you get your nap in because you got a busy night tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
What time tomorrow?
That's very kind of you to do that. Tomorrow night, 6:30, Council Chambers, we'll start the conversation.
And there'll be plenty of free parking around that area as well. Police park in the showers and
yes, and people should know that they can park in the City Hall parking lot anytime after 5 o'clock. So they can park there, and they just have to be gone before 6 o'clock in the morning.
And we hope your meeting is over by then.
I would hope so.
Hey, we really appreciate your time. Thank you for helping us navigate through this.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Keith.
It's not as easy as you make it sound, and that's why we appreciate you every Tuesday morning.
Well, I will tell you my blood pressure is up a little bit, but I'm dealing with it.
I'm on day two without any caffeine. I brought the wrong stuff in yesterday. I got no stuff today. I'm just trying to get through, man. I'm just mellowing out, man.
Exactly.
It's the sausage factory, Tim.
Yeah, you don't want to know how the sausage is made. That's right. All right, Tim, great job.
Well,
thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Tim Mayer, City Council Parliamentarian. He's been there. He's done that. He's been through a lot of stuff with city government, and his viewpoint, his help through this has been very, very helpful. So we're trying to help you with the process. And again, Keith, we have to reiterate this. The city council didn't, quote unquote, do this.
Right.
This is from the administration. This is their baby. Mm-hmm. This is what they want to do. They've asked the council to act on it. There's a difference in that. I want to make sure that doesn't get lost in what we talk about on here. Tim does a better job, obviously, with his experience doing all that. Than I do sometimes getting that message across. But the council is being asked to act on it. They did not put it together. This is not part of their...
They did not initiate it.
That's exactly right. And the other point that is true is these people that are getting annexed have no city representation. And yet, tonight or tomorrow night, 6:30, they can make their voices heard at council chambers.